First of all, welcome to Georgia, sincerely, and we'll get that in just a second. I'm pleased to be with you today. Thank you for coming, and thanks for choosing our capital city to be the host for this wonderful meeting. And there's certainly some great opportunities and great experiences going to be shared. Heard some terrific responses already to the students and your activities today. Congratulations to all you. There's going to be outstanding winners, I think, announced perhaps at tomorrow's event. But it's a great celebration, a great opportunity to really celebrate what we all have in common. That's the future of agriculture. Ladies and gentlemen, in Georgia, we still think agriculture is real important. We know it's real important. We have a vast heritage in agriculture here in this state. Matter of fact, we've been re-educating some of our citizens over the course of the last couple of years since I've been in office, because it's been, I think, an important part of agriculture history that we learn a lot from history. But I will quite often ask our citizens, what does the state seal, the great seal of the state of Georgia, look like? And, of course, they'll tell you it has the arch and the state of Georgia, and, you know, it's something they'd see the governor use. It'd be on the front of the podium. But actually, Georgia law says something a little different. It says there's three paragraphs about our Georgia, our great seal. It says, paragraph one, that there shall be a great seal, and the Secretary of State shall keep it. But then paragraph two, the first in order of the details, says that on this seal, there should be a ship at wharf flying the colors of the United States of America, and it shall be taking on hogsheads of tobacco and cotton, emblematic of our state's exports. And then there should be a man in the act of plowing, and there should be on the side of a hill a small flock of sheep at various postures underneath a flourishing tree, and it shall have inscribed thereon the motto, Agriculture and Commerce. And I think the beauty of all the language in the official code of Georgia are the next few words. Because in paragraph C, that starts with, and the device on the other side. It's actually, it goes on to describe the arch and what we would typically know as the great seal of the state of Georgia. I've been educating the rest of the 10 million Georgians in the state. We've got the wrong seal. Ladies and gentlemen, dating from the early parts of the late parts of the 18th century, the seal of the state of Georgia has been agriculture and commerce. It's an important part of our heritage, but it's also an important part of our future. And that's part of what my job as Commissioner of Agriculture is, to help lead that across our state. Agriculture in Georgia is a $71 billion industry. It's still number one in economic importance. Again, relating back to history, it's the first thing we did, but it's still an important part of what the economy and the job sector is today in the state. We lead the nation in pecan production, peanut production, pulp for paper. We're still number one in poultry. We lead in many other areas where it's just so important. We have a vibrant industry, a vibrant port system, and certainly the busiest airport in America that still actually has the busiest airport in the world. It has an important role to play in agricultural trade, and actually had some other trade opportunities, and maybe just some even minor airports in my office in Atlanta this morning, looking at South Georgia, how we could open up some markets to air trade that way. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot going on in our industry. You're going to celebrate that this week, but I hope you'll consider this with me as a close. During the next 20 years, either consciously or unconsciously, we shall develop fairly sound policies as to industry and agriculture. But we are rapidly approaching that time which comes in the life of any nation, every nation, when we must determine whether we'll strive for a well-rounded, self-sustaining national life in which there shall be a fair balance between industry and agriculture, or as have so many nations in the past, we shall sacrifice our agriculture for the building of cities. Now, I can't tell you how many times I wish that was my quote. That is not my quote, but I'll tell you who it was. It was Secretary of Agriculture H.C. Wallace of the United States of America in 1923. Now, Secretary of Agriculture Wallace thought that we only had 20 years to make decisions about the future of agriculture. Think about this. He didn't see World War II coming. He could not see the Great Depression. He did not see the technological advances, but he only thought we had 20 years to make critical decisions about the future of agriculture. I think he'd be surprised today. Ladies and gentlemen, I really don't think we have 20 years anymore. Matter of fact, your conference is a testimony to the fact you're going to be here making decisions, making relationships, building friendships, building bridges between businesses that will last a lifetime. So I hope you're going to take full advantage of that while you're here in Atlanta. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. I hope you have a great conference. I look forward to sharing a meal with you today. Thank you.